Hey, it's Jefferson Graham with USA Today. I'm here with Danny Sullivan, my friend from Newport Beach, California. We both happen to be in Japan right now. We are standing in front of what, Danny?
The Yodobashi Akiba giant electronics store, which
has been reputed to be the largest camera store in the world.
Yes. Well, just having seen some of the earphone selections, I wouldn't be surprised if there are cameras coming out of everywhere.
So we're going to just walk in and give everybody an audio tour. Here we go. What's the first thing we're seeing, Danny?
Well, the first thing we're seeing is just a lot of writing and a lot of look like white. Oh, we got charging stations by the door. We can drop our phone off and get them charged for 100 yen okay. And lock them up.
Phones. Danny's taking us up the second floor.
First escalator of.
Just passed an ad for Toshiba.
Escalators. You see the numbers? These are all the floors. And every floor will have a theme. And okay, we can wander.
Let's see how much a memory card costs, because right. Everybody likes to have a good memory. I like a 64 gig, which is $128, which is no bargain.
No, that's not 128, is it? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's really expensive.
Yeah, even a 16 gig is $31. So we have better prices at home. We are going to continue. Okay, third floor.
We'll get a taste of every floor. We can pop off, do a little visit. But here comes your camera floor that you were interested in.
Right. Well, based on the memory card prices, I don't know. So I see a bunch of characters. I see cameras, Red Bull photo book, the Sony A6500 camera, which many people would love to have, which is that $1,000 with two lenses? That's a good deal. Just to let everybody know that it's no better here. Danny picked up the camera, wants to check it out, and the battery is not charged. And you can't turn it on.
I didn't even look.
Okay, there's the new Panasonic GH5, which is selling for $2,500.
The best floor is the toy floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. The toy floor is very exciting.
Did your teens enjoy that?
Yeah, we all enjoyed it. I even got these, like, dancing R2-D2s, and that was a good deal. There were these little, like, they're called space opera, Star Wars space opera, and they were about 15% cheaper. Also, here we are.
The toy floor. Batman, Legos, Nintendo Switch.
Which apparently is in stock here, right?
Oh, boy. Okay, so we're walking in anime heaven here. Okay, these are the sounds of Tokyo.
See, these are awesome. They're little...
They play the Star Wars Orchestra.
They coordinate with each other, and they are actually cheaper here than in the U.S. because I was Amazoning checked.
Okay, golf. We're in golf land. Okay, so this is the world's biggest electronic shop, and they have golf clubs and toys.
It's like, it's an electronic shop, but that's why I was saying it's kind of like a Fry's. Like, it's just stacked one on top of each other because you go over there and you think it's all electronics, and then they start selling you.
Okay, so before we go down, let's just sum up what we've seen. What's interesting to me is that there's lots of people here.
Yes. And it's like, it's like 8 o'clock at night, right?
So unlike the United States where retail is hurting, what's your reaction to being in the world's biggest electronic shop?
It's overwhelming.
It's fun. You had a great comment on your Facebook page, which was that going to Tokyo is like being inside a video game.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the store is.
It is. Like, you notice when everything's making music, there's noise, everything's kind of talking to you or whatever. It is like you're inside, like, a pinball machine or an arcade game or something that kind of goes with this. Always something going off.
And that wraps up our little audio tour of the Yodobashi Akiba giant mega electronic shop in Tokyo. When in Tokyo, you've got to check it out. You've never seen anything like it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, thanking Danny Sullivan from Search Engine Land for joining me on today's show. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on iTunes and Stitcher. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. And please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions on our iTunes page.